You're listening to Marketplace Weekend. I'm Barbara Bogavin for Lizzie O'Leary. Well, whatever the outcome of the midterms, President Obama will likely use the next 2 years to move forward on some of his remaining campaign promises, and one of them is to close the digital divide in this country. Back in 2010, he unveiled a national plan to give, quote, every American affordable access to robust broadband by 2020. But according to new analysis of broadband data by the Financial Times, that target date might have to be pushed back, way back. David Crow is the New York correspondent for the Financial Times, and he joins us now to explain why. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Barbara.
Well, the headline for your study is that the digital divide is exacerbating income inequality in this country, not just mirroring it. So what do you mean by that?
Well, Barbara, it's easy to forget just how much of our lives that we live online now. If you don't have an internet connection, you can't apply for jobs. You can't apply for funding towards your education. You can't access the learning materials that your teacher might put online. And you can't search for the best prices on clothes and home appliances. You can't access the online health services that are at the center of the Affordable Health Care Act. And so what this does is it exacerbates the poverty trap.
So you have crunched the numbers on who has access to broadband in the U.S., and the disparities sound really stark. Could you paint the picture for us?
Okay, so there's about 31 million households without broadband access in the U.S., mostly households with poor families or certain racial groups, people who live in rural areas and the old and the disabled.
Well, that is the conventional wisdom, or it was anyway. The people who live in urban areas are more likely to have broadband, while people in rural areas often had no access. But you found that not to be the case necessarily.
Well, that's the really interesting thing about what we found, Barbara. We were of the view, like everyone else, that this was predominantly a problem caused by the rural geography of the U.S., And that is a factor. About 67% of households in rural areas have broadband, and about 75% of urban households have it. But our analysis showed that the problem was just as acute in some urban areas, places like Detroit and Flint in Michigan and Macon in Georgia, where the broadband subscription rate is below 50%. And there's a huge disparity between those urban places and the top towns and cities, where the rate is about 95%.
Wow. So does it all come down to household income or the robustness of the city that you live in?
There are a number of factors. I mean, the main one is income. Just 45% of households earning less than $20,000 a year have broadband, whereas the rate for those earning $75,000 or more is 91%. So that is by far and away the major factor. Race is also a big factor. About a third of African-American households have no broadband connection, and that figure is just 20% for white households and 10% for Asian households.
Well, how much does the U.S. stand out among other nations in terms of broadband affordability and access? It sounds like we're doing a really bad job at this compared to the rest of the world.
It does very badly, and especially badly at the affordable end. So the most basic broadband packages where it's not a huge amount of speed, but it's supposed to be a bit cheaper for poorer families. And so for those packages, you can expect to pay about $44 a month in the US, whereas in the UK, that same package would cost about half that amount, while in South Korea, which is streets ahead of most nations when it comes to the internet, it would be about $16. So in the table compiled by the OECD for this type of internet, the US ranks 30th out of 33 countries for affordability.
And I'm concerned about this promise of basic broadband, because we all know basic broadband could be something that doesn't allow you to compete at all, doesn't really allow you into all of the things that you said earlier are increasing the digital divide.
Exactly. So basic broadband is sort of speeds of just 2.5 megabits a second. And increasingly, the gold standard is going to be 50 megabits or higher. So it's very, very slow. And again, that sort of prevents you from doing some of the things that the internet has opened up. I mean, if you've got a great idea for a startup and you're in Detroit and you want to start running that from your bedroom, you can forget it if your internet connection is at 2.5 megabits.
And just briefly before we go, when do you think every American would have broadband, robust broadband? If not 2020, when?
I think the date's far, far, far out from that. There's always going to be pockets of the US where it's going to be incredibly difficult. If you live on a ranch in the middle of nowhere, finding a company to lay a cable in the ground for miles and miles just for you is going to be very, very difficult.
David Crowe is the New York correspondent for the Financial Times. Thank you for taking the time to talk.
Thanks a lot.